Buffalo State College has a student housing shortage. It's so bad the college spent $2.5 million the past 2 years to house students at neighboring schools. To fill the demand, the college struck a deal with a private developer, Jim Sweezy, and his Greenleaf Development and Construction that made it easier for him to build the dorm-style housing for 318 students across the street from the campus on Grant Street. Campus Walk 1 is scheduled to open this fall. I reported 15 months ago about Greenleaf's unsavory reputation. The company has been prosecuted in housing court at least 20 times for code violations. Tenants, including Buffalo State students, complained of water leaking from ceilings and apartments lacking sufficient heat. Yet this is the landlord Buffalo State officials chose to do business with to alleviate its on-campus housing shortage. The agreement bars seniors for 4 years from living on campus unless Greenleaf's development is fully leased. Emails I obtained under the State Freedom of Information law reveal that Sweezy told a Buffalo State official that in order for him to secure financing, he needed a guarantee that the college would steer students to his development. Teron Grant is the president of the Student Government Association.
I believe students are upset about the fact that once they reach senior level, they're being basically removed off campus. Whatever happened to senior priority?
Sweezy cut the deal with Michael Levine, the college's vice president for finance and management. Emails show that Levine did not maintain an arm's-length relationship while negotiating with Sweezy. Their chummy relationship morphed into this agreement that facilitated the construction of the project without competitive proposals or independent review by the state comptroller. Levine maintains the college did nothing wrong.
Why not open the process up for competitive proposals?
We were not looking to have student housing other than right around the campus.
The SUNY system has rules that govern how colleges do business with private companies. In general, SUNY schools are supposed to use competitive bidding to safeguard against favoritism and fraud. But the college said these rules didn't apply.
Why do you think they didn't apply?
Because we didn't purchase anything.
While no money changed hands, a Buffalo State Foundation and Greenleaf exchanged real estate worth nearly $1 million. And the agreement could provide Greenleaf with up to $800,000 in rents for the first 4 years the housing complex is open. Sweezy refused interview requests for this story. John Caney, a good government advocate with Reinvent Albany, said the deal raises red flags.
This contract needs to be stopped and reviewed by the comptroller's office, and the comptroller's office and probably the state attorney general should be looking at potential conflict of interest here and violations of other state laws in this deal.
Buffalo State chose to deal exclusively with Greenleaf, even though another company had plans to build a larger housing complex within walking distance of the college. That also opens this fall, but school officials refused to deal with them. Instead, Levine worked to advance the Greenleaf project. Emails show he visited banks with Sweezy to help him obtain a loan. He met with city officials to support the project. During this time, Sweezy had donated at least $15,000 to college scholarship funds. He also gave Levine's golf team a set of clubs as a gift.
Do you think it's appropriate to accept golf clubs?
You know, looking back on it, it really wasn't appropriate.
Levine said he reimbursed Sweezy for the golf clubs, but only after I had obtained his emails that revealed he received them. For WBFO, I'm Dan Telvach with Investigative Post.